Ben Russell, Ben Norris, Luke Traynor and Danny Cliff. Two Birmingham athletes in there, Ben Norris and Danny Cliff. Could we have one of them on the podium grabbing the bronze medal here for the Birmingham University Athletics Club here at the Olympic Stadium, as it's Kimpton and Griffiths who battle it out on the home straight, and Griffiths is really pushing very hard as we come up to 1200 to go. Kimpton hanging in there, but Griffiths has got 5 metres, and really this could be a huge moment in the race for the Welsh athlete competing for Swansea University. But Ian Kimpton will not give in, and they've concertinaed again in this chase group. Now you could throw a blanket over these four athletes. It's Russell from Traynor, from Norris, from Cliff. Danny Cliff is either biding his time fantastically, as he's the only one of the four athletes who hasn't been at the front of the chase group, or he's just hanging on. And Kimpton has fought back, and he's past Dewey Griffiths. Now a K to go, and Ian Kimpton hits once more, and really neither of these athletes wants to win this race. Put a surge in, they'll get stay in the lead for 30 seconds or so, and then the other one comes past, and it really is starting to fill up on the home straight here at the Olympic Stadium. Probably over 1,000 people here watching now, and they've probably come in at the right time. A fantastic point in the race. There's 850 metres to go. Ian Kimpton leads from Dewey Griffiths. It's been the same old story for almost all of these 23 laps. Kimpton versus Griffiths, and really I would not want to put money on who's going to win this race. In the chase group, it's Russell from Traynor, from Cliff, from Norris, and the Birmingham University crowd is going wild, about 100 metres to go as we're sat here at the finish line. And really Cliff looks like he's struggling now. Luke Traynor's put a real surge in, and suddenly there's about 8 metres separating Traynor in third and Cliff in sixth. Then Norris though goes with him. Russell and Cliff have gone, and it's down to Traynor and Norris. So now there's just going to be one Birmingham athlete scrapping out for a medal, as at the front of the race they are still stuck together like glue. It's Dewey Griffiths sitting on the shoulder of Ian Kimpton. 550 metres to go, and even though it's a 25 lap race, this is where the racing starts. They'll come into the home straight for the penultimate time. Kimpton from Norris, 29 minutes on the clock, and you've just got to say, what a fantastic effort from the pair of them. Neither athlete deserves to lose this race, but if I had to be a betting man, you'd have to think Dewey Griffiths has got more speed over the 5k and the 1500. But Kimpton's not going to give it up. It's 29:17 at the bell, and Kimpton pushes on as hard as he can round the bend. Griffiths sticks on his shoulder, and he's just biding his moment. And now Ben Norris, he's broken away here from Luke Traynor of Gloucester University, and it looks like he's going to secure a medal for Birmingham Uni here. 29:36 at the bell. He's got 10 metres on Luke Traynor. His teammate Danny Cliff another 20 metres back in 5th place, and then it's Ben Russell on his shoulder. But Traynor's chasing Norris down again here. He's closing the gap, and there's only 5 or 6 metres here, and Norris is holding him off. At the front is still Kimpton holding on from Ben Norris. 1 metre between them. Ian Kimpton deserves to win this race. He's led most of it. He's holding off Griffiths as they take over the laps runners, and Kimpton kicks. He kicks again, and Dewey Griffiths coming up on his shoulder, but it's Kimpton. Nottingham University, Ian Kimpton, bronze medal in the cross country in 2011. He wins the Bucks 10,000 unofficially in 30 minutes and 19 seconds. Dewey Griffiths less than a second behind, and now down the home straight, it's Ben Norris from Luke Traynor, and Traynor's got him. It's 50 metres to go, and Luke Traynor of Gloucester University breaks the hearts of the Birmingham fans in the crowd. 30 minutes and 42 seconds. Ben Norris just went that moment too soon, as Ben Russell comes in and takes fifth place. Danny Cliff in sixth in 30:54. And what a race. Who says that watching 10,000 metres on the track is a boring event? Such a shame there weren't more people in the stadium. But what a pair of performances from Griffiths and Kimpton at the front. Ian Kimpton probably shaded it in terms of how much work he did. He deserved that win, but what a race. Birmingham University's Ben Norris in fourth place, so close to the bronze, just 40 metres to go, and he's taken by Luke Traynor of Gloucester. Danny Cliff also great performance in sixth place. What a race.